on the line now. I have Andrew Smith, Education Officer with St. Patrick's Cathedral. Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Good morning. How are you doing?
Okay, now the you're going to mark the World War I centenary with a new memorial. Just tell us all about it.
Yeah, well, we've just opened a new exhibition in the cathedral, which explores the history of remembrance on site, how people who were connected to the cathedral, how they were affected by the war. And at the centre of the exhibition, we've commissioned a new monument to mark the centenary. And the monument is in the shape of about 18-foot-high tree made of steel, and it's surrounded at its base by barbed wire. Mm-hmm. And the basic idea is that visitors to the cathedral over the next 4 years will be invited to leave messages, tie messages onto the barbed wire surrounding the tree. And so over time, it'll become like a kind of almost like a wall of messages.
Mm-hmm.
And the monument itself is actually a monument to remember all those who've been affected by conflict, not just for World War One. So it's obviously very topical and everything at the moment. So we think it's kind of a fitting way to remember those who lost their lives back 100 years ago.
Mm-hmm. And the interest so far, I imagine that within a short period of time, there's going to be lots and lots of messages left on us.
Has it been done already?
We
had it open as an experiment last week, just for 3 days, and we had over 1,000 messages in the course of 3 days. So, yes, we'll basically, the tree will be full very, very quickly. So we're just trying to think of clever ways of actually providing as much space as possible, because the response has kind of been overwhelming, really, so far. Visitors to the building have just understood what we're trying to do immediately and have responded to it. So, we think that over the course of the next 4 years, there'll be 1.6 million people will visit the building. That's if current kind of visitor numbers continue.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we'll have to try and find a way of maybe doing something clever with all the messages that we get.
Well, I was just trying to, as you're talking, I mean, I'm a Neanderthal is when it comes to technology, but at the same time, the first thing that comes to mind is that maybe set up a computer beside and transfer the messages on the computer that people could read as they're going along.
We have an online exhibition that goes with the physical exhibition in the cathedral, and we actually have an online monument also, so anyone who can't come in person can actually leave a message on the online monument, which is on our website, stpatrickscathedral.ie. So there is that option, but I think that maybe every year we'll actually have a ceremony where we'll kind of almost take leaves back off and clear the space again, so it's a sense of renewal that it begins again. This process of remembering begins every year again at the same time, and we might even think about timing it around November every year, around Remembrance Sunday every year.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it'll begin a new kind of tradition maybe in the cathedral. I mean, obviously we have remembrance services which happen every year. But generally, the president will come along to the service and he'll lay a wreath just in a corner of the cathedral. And the corner that he lays it in has nothing particularly to do with World War One. So I think that now that we have something that we think is fitting and a kind of a modern response to World War One, that, it can become the kind of the centrepiece for a lot of these remembrance services.
To do with all conflicts, of course, through the
exactly,
centuries.
Exactly, yeah. So, we've tried to strip the kind of the politics away from it a little bit and just simply just remember the individuals who, suffered terribly, and of course the families who suffered terribly around starting 100 years ago and continuing for the next here in Ireland for 6, 7, 8 years mm-hmm. of conflict that we had. So we're just trying to ignore the politics of the situation and say, let's just focus on the individuals and say, wasn't this a kind of a horrible, tragic loss of life?
Mm-hmm. Now, you're going to have daily reenactments as well with actors to do with Bride Street. Tell me about that.
Well, the reenactors we have in are from the Gaiety School of Acting, and we have them actually, we had them last year as well, and we have them again this year, and they actually play different characters from the cathedral's past, including, for example, a World War One soldier. Now, it connects in with the local history, I suppose, because in the exhibition we have a panel which is devoted to just one street in Dublin. Because usually when I speak to people about World War One and I mention, the facts and figures of, 50,000 people dying and all the rest, people kind of gloss over a little bit. So it's easier just to focus on one street. So we picked Bride Street because it's beside the cathedral, and we researched the people who were involved in World War One, and there's actually 31 people died from Bride Street alone during World War One, including one family, the MacDonald family, who actually lost three sons in the conflict. So again, you can only imagine the pain and suffering they endured during those years. So it just helps to bring it down to a local level to demonstrate, you know, what a horrendous thing this was for people living in Ireland at the time.
Well, a lot of the people in the First World War and even in the Second World War were forgotten. I mean, they were a forgotten generation to do with any sort of conflict from Ireland, but especially the First one, the First World War. So this is a good way of doing it. And a lot of people, I'm sure, are coming. But I'm sure you'll have a lot of visitors from all over the world as well.
Well, our current demographics, you know, we're extremely, extremely popular tourist site. So our visitors are generally actually international. I don't know how many times I've heard people saying to me that, you know, they've passed by the cathedral all their lives, but they've never actually been inside. You know, that's the common kind of common Irish experience of the cathedral. I mean, we get 400,000 visitors a year, but I think 99% of them are tourists. So I hope that this is maybe a prompt for maybe Irish people to actually come in and have a look at the building, not only the monument, but just have a look around the building as well, because it really is kind of part of Irish history. So it'd be great if Irish people came in more, actually, and had a look around.
Okay. Now, for further details on the exhibition, of course, people can go to the website, stpatrickscathedral.ie. But you also have a short video. Is that on the website, or is it available?
It is, yeah. There's actually, when you go onto the website, it's clearly marked that it directs you towards kind of a smaller site, which is devoted just to the exhibition called Lives Remembered. Mm-hmm. And on that, you can trace relatives, for example, from the past. You can watch videos, which we've taken with people who are connected to the cathedral, talking about their relatives' experience, just kind of short 2-minute videos. There's more information there about, you know, the history of remembrance. And there's also a short video, which you were mentioning, which actually explains the tree itself and explains it has footage, for example, of it being created and being assembled. It was quite a day, actually, you know, actually seeing the tree being craned into position and everything. So people can go onto the website and see that video there, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just, I'll do it myself later on, but what size is it? It gives an idea of the dimensions of it.
It's about 18 foot high. Mm-hmm. It's made of steel, and it's probably about 12 foot across. I mean, at its base, it's surrounded by barbed wire, so it's wide at its base, but the actual tree itself, if you can imagine, if you've ever seen pictures from the Western Front in World War One, it's one of these trees that has been completely blown apart by war. It's destroyed by war. It looks very stark, actually.
It's quite imposing, it sounds to me, yeah.
Well, it's a very bleak looking tree, actually, and that's intentional. We don't, you know, actually, funnily enough, in the space, there is a window above the space, which is of a tree, which is flush, and it's meant to symbolise the tree of life, and there's meant to be people kind of coming to the tree to receive fruit from it. And this tree is meant to almost contrast that. So this tree is completely bare, it's completely stark and bleak, and it's meant to symbolise how, you know, we've destroyed the tree through war. Mm-hmm. And obviously the people who come to the cathedral will be replenishing the tree through their messages.
Okay.
So it's like the opposite almost of our stained glass window.
Okay, as I said, everyone can look up stpatrickscathedral.ie. What's the times where people can go into the cathedral?
It's really 9:30 until 5 every day. I mean, we have two services, one in the morning and one in the afternoon. So in the middle of the day, people can come in as a visitor and just walk around the cathedral and can see the exhibition and can see the tree. Obviously, people are more than welcome also to come to the services if they wish. But yeah, it would be from about 9:30 until 5 o'clock every day.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure, especially a lot of our senior citizens, it's going to evoke a lot of memories. I mean, it was quite a forgotten time, as I said earlier on, for a lot of people. The First World War, we were only hearing people, their grandfathers and all that, who had died, who've gone from Ireland and died. So it's going to be quite an emotional thing for a lot of people, I imagine. Have you seen that?
Yeah, well, I mean, even last night when we opened the monument, we had quite a few veterans in, obviously not from the First World War, but people who were kind of all, what I would describe as kind of second generation, people whose fathers would have been in the war itself. And you know, I think many of them were moved by the monument. I think they understood it, and they understood how bleak it was. And they everyone's comment really was that it looked like the Western Front. It looked like one of these trees that had been destroyed by war. And as you say, I mean, people now are only starting to kind of really investigate their own family connections to the war, and are only kind of now wanting to come forward and actually share it. And you know, I think the overwhelming response to the roadshow that was held in Trinity recently is kind of an example of that. That, you know, people are so eager to come forward now and actually talk about this mm-hmm. time period, whereas before it was kind of purposely almost erased out of history that these men had suffered so terribly. So it's great now that 100 years on that we can now actually, we can look at it and just, you know, just focus on the people who were affected by the war.
Okay, incidentally, is it open on the weekend, Andrew, as well?
It is, yeah, on Saturdays. Okay. Again, it's actually 9 to 5 on Saturdays. Sundays is a little bit more complicated because of the services. There's 3 services on Sundays. So you have to just kind of come in between mm-hmm. the services.
Okay.
But all the opening times and everything are on the website. But Monday to Saturday, it's basically 9:30 to 5 every day.
Yeah, and I'm sure that people can get the link for the video on stpatrickscathedral.ie as well.
They can, yeah. I mean, they can go onto our Facebook page if they want either, or, you know, even just if they just Google Tree of Remembrance, they'll see the video immediately anyway. And I think the video is a good way of summarising, you know, what we were thinking behind, you know, this tree and where the inspiration came from and how we went about creating it and everything. So we're kind of eager that people kind of understand where we're coming from with this and why we chose the symbol of a tree as well, you know.
Mm-hmm. And if people wanted to buy the video, can they? Are you going to make that available?
It's just free to access on the internet. So
okay.
We're not.
Okay.
And it's only a 2-minute video, so it's very short. I mean,
yes,
we don't. We're kind of a YouTube generation now that people don't tend to sit down and watch things for. Maybe that a longer version is to come. Maybe, but for the time being, it's a free video that people can go on and watch. Mm. You know, it's on Vimeo at the moment. So
now, I remember seeing a wonderful documentary. I don't know, about 2 or 3 years ago, with some American veterans on, and it was just talking heads, and it was absolutely enthralling. And I was just wondering if someone could do something like that in regards to this, to do with the Irish.
Well, we've started the process of doing things like that, actually. We, on the same page that you'll find the video about the tree, we have about, I think it's about 16 videos now with different people who are associated in one way or another with the cathedral, or even sometimes they just lived locally, and they came in and they did an interview with us for about 20 or 30 minutes, and we compressed the interview down to, again, about 2.5-3 minutes, again, because we just figure that people want just a kind of a snapshot. So, for example, you have people associated with the cathedral now whose fathers would have fought in World War One, and we had, for example, Declan Kettle, who's the grandson of Tom Kettle, who's quite a famous man who died during World War One, and he came in and did an interview for us as well. So we've started that process, and if anyone would like to do a video with us, we'd be more than happy. They can get in touch with me anyway. My email is education@stpatrickscathedral.ie, so they can get in touch with me and we can set up a video if they have a memory of somebody from World War One. We'd be very happy to do that anyway.
Okay, thank you very much for talking to us here near FM,
okay.
Andrew, and
thanks.
I'll be in there myself to have a look at it. And again,
great,
it's stpatrickscathedral.ie for all the information. Thank you very much, Andrew.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Bye.